Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
I totally resent
that. Could have been.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
It's a made-up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened.
Or did it?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is also the responsibility of the people creating the content. And again, I would go back to, you know, there are conservative news outlets who are creating irresponsible content that's sharing misinformation about the virus that's getting shared on these platforms.
I'm not trying to hold people. I'm trying to make people look into themselves. Look in the mirror.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Trying to decide how I want to do this. Do I want to play the Brady cut first and then give the history of his friendship with Donald Trump? Or do I want to give the history first and then get into the... Let's play the cut first, because I do want to dissect this a little bit. The cut is cut 28, Matt.
Not a lot of people... think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
So the first joke was a very thinly veiled joke about how, you know, many Americans don't accept the results or believe that there was something hinky, shall we say, about the way the election took place in 2020, that Joe Biden isn't the real president or should not be the real president, that it should be a one Donald John Trump. So that was the first joke. Harmless, okay, you know, people make jokes about it, whatever. A little weird coming from Tom Brady. That's fine. He's in Florida now, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's actually more of a neighbor now to Trump than he was before when he's living in the, you know, Boston suburbs. But take that for what you will. I'm not going to get mad over that one. The second joke, however, I think is a bit more personal and below the belt, where if you didn't catch it, he says... You know, in 21 years of play, one time I missed what down we were on during a football game in Chicago. One time I miscalculated, it probably resulted in a wrong play, and maybe I, you know, missed the game because of it, blew the game, whatever. And he relates that to being called Sleepy Tom. I doubt anybody's ever called him Sleepy Tom. But I'll take it at face value. That's an analogy for Donald Trump coming up with a nickname for Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe, Sleepy Joe. You know Sleepy Joe? Which he's called him over and over. Howie calls him Dementia Joe. Trump likes to call him Sleepy Joe because the whole campaign, he didn't have any energy campaigning out of the basement. He was sleeping. He couldn't read a teleprompter. All of those traits carried over into his presidency, where he's sleepy, can't read a teleprompter, he's whispering, he's bumbling, he's making gaffes every day. That was a low blow, I think, to Trump's style, which Tom Brady is very familiar with. He's been friends with Trump for about 20 years, okay? I'm just looking at a CBS Boston story from last year about Brady's friendship with Donald Trump. It says, thanks to a friendship dating back to 2002 and a bright red hat placed inside his locker by his boss, Tom Brady will always be associated as a supporter of Donald Trump, the politician. Wednesday, Brady seemed to indicate that he wishes that was not the case. He was on with Howard Stern. He was asked about his relationship with Trump. Stern told Brady that he had always been friends with Trump back when Trump was a merely celebrity. Yet when Trump asked Stern, who supported Hillary, to speak at the RNC in 2016, he declined, which complicated his relationship. Brady, who again had a MAGA hat in his locker, reportedly placed in his locker, I guess is the explanation for it, and who has not made any attempt to disguise his relationship with the president up until now. He says he met Trump back in 2002 after he won his first Super Bowl, and we all remember that. Bledsoe got hurt. Brady had to finish the season for him. Trump asked Brady to judge a Miss USA competition and then would regularly ask Brady to play golf. It was only when Trump became a politician that the relationship got complicated. Tom told Howard Stern, quote, he just in a way he would call me after games. Watched your game, Tom. Let's play golf together. So 2003, 2004, that was kind of the way it was. He was always had a way of connecting with people and still does, but now the whole political aspect came, and I think I got brought into a lot of those things because it was so polarizing around the election time. It was uncomfortable to me because you can't undo things, not that I would undo a relationship. Is that so? Interesting. Let's go back to the videotape. Matt, this is 2016. This is the campaign trail, Donald Trump in New Hampshire, cut 30.
So I said, Sir Tom, you voted for me, you support me, am I allowed to say it tonight to this massive crowd in New Hampshire? He said, if you want to say it, you can say it. Okay. Congratulations on a tremendous campaign. You have dealt with an unbelievable slanted and negative media and have come out beautifully. You've proved to be the ultimate competitor and fighter. Your leadership is amazing. I have always had tremendous respect for you, but the toughness and perseverance you have displayed over the past year is remarkable. Hopefully tomorrow's election results will give the opportunity to make America great again. Best wishes for great results tomorrow, Bill Belichick.
And Tom was, you know, that was a letter from Bill Belichick, but Tom told him that Trump could tell people that Tom supported him. That didn't sound like somebody who was, quote, uncomfortable because you can't undo things, not that I would undo a friendship. But here he is today at the White House sucking up to Joe Biden. And again, remember, he was invited to the White House when he was with the Patriots, winning one of the most recent Super Bowls. Again, I'm not great with sports statistics. I cannot remember what years Patriots won the Super Bowl. One is too many years to remember. Two, I just really could not care any less than I do. It's nice when they win. I'm happy when they do. But my day goes on just like your day goes on. Some people get a little more excited about it, and I'm not going to judge you for that. And I just ask that you don't judge me for not being that excited about it. And I'll watch the game. Now it's off. And there are many reasons I'm not watching any NFL games. But to anybody, my question is to you, and we'll open up the phone lines, 844-500-4242. Do you still support Tom Brady? Are you still a fan? Does this change your fanship in any way, your fandom? A lot of people, when he moved on from the Patriots and went to Tampa Bay, they disavowed him right then and there and said, nope, I'm a Tom Patriots guy. And, you know, I think it's a raw deal that he's going over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He should have stayed a Patriot his entire career. That's where he was. That's what he called home. That's where he started. That's where he should end his career. Other people said, nope, I'm going on board with Tom. I'm a Tampa Bay fan now. That's that. And now with, and the reason I ask, this is not a stupid question, because the NFL and so many other leagues have decided to politicize themselves to the point where you do have to make a choice whether you're going to be watching an NFL game because they shove it in your faces. First week of the NFL games, they're going to be playing the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Not that I think there's anything wrong with that song or anything wrong with what it stands for, but traditionally you play the national anthem. That covers all races, creeds, religions, sexual orientations, whatever you want. That covers you, okay? You're an American, first and foremost. We're not supposed to be dissecting, you know, different cultures and different ways of life and then, you know, having other sub-anthems for them. That's the one, the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. That's just, again, for a lot of people, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. But in an age where so many professional organizations like the NFL, like soccer, the MLB, they're shoving messages into your face where they make it political. It's not you. You never wanted to be political. You never wanted it to be about, you know, who you're voting for or who you stand with, who you support. They're making it about that to you. They want to dictate to you what to believe, who to vote for. And Tom Brady, it seems, has fallen victim to that way of thinking, that mentality. And you could make that argument for, you know, him endorsing Trump back in 2016. I've always said, ever since I was a kid, I don't think celebrities should be talking about this stuff. I don't think that's their game. People are too easily influenced by people they look up to in a pop culture mentality. And I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's exactly what they should be doing. 844-500-4242. Do you think any differently of Tom Brady after he made his comments today? Do you still support him? Do you think that he is he jumped the ship? He basically did away with his relationship with Donald Trump. 844-500-4242. We'll get to your calls after the break. First, I want to tell you about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Eden Pure is extending the Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack offer for 1 week only. This is the last week. For the foreseeable future, you'll be able to take advantage of this deal. You can save $200. Believe me, that's a big savings on the Thunderstorm 3-pack. On an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack, you'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, your first floor, your second floor. If you're not privileged enough to have a second floor, stick it in your garage, put it in your car, bring it to work with you. And you know, you'll get your coworkers on the bandwagon too. What is that smell? It smells so fresh in here. It smells clean. I'm not stuffed up anymore. The Eden Pure takes care of all of that stuff. Allergy season is here. It's not ending anytime soon. We've been getting a lot of rain recently. That just, encourages the trees to be more active. And when it gets drier, that pollen is going to be back. You want the thunderstorm in your house. If you suffer from the pollen, you need the thunderstorm. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask us if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours, if not minutes. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light, you can hold it. I'm tossing it around the studio right now. You can hold it in your hand, plug it right into the wall. You won't even notice it's there. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just 1 unit alone. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie's name, put in code word Howie, the number 3, Howie3, to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click Howie, and use the code word Howie3. The 3-pack special ends this week. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The poll question today is brought to you by Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Just had one during the break. It's delicious. Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Super Beats Memory and Focus Chews. Get your Super Beats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Matt's on the board. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is the renewed gathering panic more about, politics or public health?
I think it's quite obvious that it's about politics.
95% say politics.
Yeah. So back in 2015, when the MAGA hat was found in Tom Brady's locker, here's the excuse that Brady gave. He said, Trump sent it to me via RKK, Robert Kraft. He always gives me a call, Trump, and different types of motivational speeches at different times. So now that he's running for president, he sent me a hat and he gave it to RKK a couple of weeks ago. So it found its way to my locker. But he says that he went on to say, I mean, it's pretty amazing what he's been able to accomplish. He obviously appeals to a lot of people and he's a hell of a lot of fun to play golf with. And we've got, Trump has never turned his back on Tom Brady. I don't think he will either. I don't think it does anybody any good to continue this little feud that Tom Brady kicked up today. Weird. Texters say, Taylor, Brady is a complete phony and he's always been a robot his whole life. Worst post-game interview of any player in the history. I've never liked the post-interview stuff. They ask you dumb questions and There's dumb answers to dumb questions, right? What can you say? If I were an athlete, which I clearly am not, if I were an athlete and I'd lost a game, which if I were an athlete, that's probably what the outcome would be most of the time. And they say, well, what happened out there? What was the strategy? The strategy was to win, and we lost. Well, why did that happen? Well, they played better than we did. I mean, how much more philosophical can you get than that? 207, Giselle must have let Tom go to the White House. Possibly. You're not the only one that thinks that, 207. 207 thinks, another 207, hey, Taylor, I think Brady's comments are a dig at Bob Kraft and his friendship to Trump. That may be so. And again, the Patriots organization was not exactly the best to Tom Brady. I guess they didn't treat him right. Whatever. I wasn't following the whole thing, but he had a good thing going. You know, he had that sole team to his name. Tom Brady enveloped the Patriots. Patriots enveloped Tom Brady. It was synonymous. It's too bad. It really is. 844-500-4242. Ellen, you're next with Taylor on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hi, this is Ellen. I just my comment is I can't imagine anybody calling Tom Brady sleepy, so I think somebody should check that.
Yeah.
And also, if he's ever been to Mar-a-Lago, I don't think he's going to be invited back, and I think Donald Trump is probably going to pretty much maybe say something maybe via a tweet or something tonight about that, and I think he's right to do that.
Yeah, I don't think Trump is going to say anything about it publicly. I know Trump's been on a tear recently. He's sending out the emails to people and to the press and anybody on his email list. But I don't think it does any good for Trump to say anything about Tom Brady publicly. And I don't think it did any good for Tom Brady to say anything about Trump publicly. No, he didn't mention Trump's name, but we all know who he was talking about. We all know the faction he was discussing when he made those comments at the White House today. We get it. We understood the digs. We're not dumb. And he knows that. Tom Brady knew that. I don't know. Sucking up, that's all I can say. Or was this guy a closeted liberal the whole time and we just didn't know it? He felt some sort of allegiance to Donald Trump because he used to play golf with him. So he made, he supported him in 2016, but now he's backing off. No, I think it's more because the woke mob is got him and his hair and their hair sites. We'll talk about it coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for Howie Carr. He'll be back tomorrow. had a nice client dinner scheduled for tonight, so he took a slide. Again, he'll be back tomorrow. 844-500-4242. Talking about Tom Brady's comments today at the White House to President Joe Biden, a few digs at Trump. You know, he didn't mention Trump's name. He didn't mention the former president in any way, shape, or form, except to say that, you know, a lot of people think that the election was a fraud and that, you know, Trump comes up with little nicknames for Joe Biden, like Sleepy Joe. Nobody calls Tom Brady Sleepy Tom. Nobody
started calling me Sleepy Tom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll believe that. I'm not going to believe that. 207 says, I think you're overreacting, Taylor. They were little jokes, just like Trump always does. You have to chuckle. We need to lighten up and let a joke be a joke. Here's the thing, though. Especially with somebody like Tom Brady that you have to understand. And I don't want to sound derogatory or that I'm condescending or anything like that. But when you're in the business that Tom Brady is in, which, believe it or not, is not just sports, it's show business. Every public appearance and every speech that you make, it is calculated. What you say will have, you know, ripple effects throughout whatever, anything anybody does. It could be, you know, you're kind of holding your wrist the wrong way. People will speculate about your wrist. Are you going to be ready for next week's game? That's going to be the top story. And maybe you just felt like sitting that way. I don't know. Any iteration, any utterance that you come up with in any of those press conferences post game or instances like today, they are calculated. They tell you what to say, especially if it's on the team's behalf, what to stay out of. We saw it all the time. Bill Belichick was very tight-lipped about situations, and he would instruct his players not to comment on them if he so chose. So it's calculated. I cannot believe that they were just a couple of lighthearted jokes that were just worth a chuckle and a move on from that. Let's hear the full cut again, Matt. Cut 18. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the full cut. Cut 28.
Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand
that. You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Pause it right there. Hold on.
And personally, you know.
So he says 40% of the people don't think we won. We won, right, Mr. President? You understand that, Mr. President? That's what he said. I don't know. I could be reading into that. Maybe he voted for Joe Biden and he now considers himself part of the team there. I don't know. I'll take my own words with a grain of salt as far as what I'm thinking there. But go ahead, continue, Matt.
And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
What is this, a Dean Martin celebrity roast? That was a written joke, okay? That was something pre-prepared. That was not off the cuff. Thought was given to that. Either Tom put it to paper or somebody put it to paper and gave it to Tom, because it was a calculated dig at Donald Trump. 844-500-4242. Let's get to your calls. Maria, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
You know, I'm not gonna hide the fact that I couldn't care less about football or Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I mean, a coward is a coward. If he was Donald Trump's friend in any aspect, he's a coward. He couldn't go at any point while Trump was in office, even though he has what is that, blank you money?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah, sure.
So he, even if he got bad press, why couldn't he stand up and say, you know what, you people all think that I'm great at my job. Are you willing to lose that because I'm friendly with the president of the United States or the former president of the United States? But he was willing to walk in to Joe Biden and call him Mr. President when he made excuses for Donald Trump and having the hat. He's a coward.
Yeah. I can't disagree with you there, Maria. He certainly seems like he's been ashamed of his relationship with Donald Trump for a while, but he's been very conflicted with it. Again, Donald Trump, we just heard the cut a few minutes ago of Donald Trump in New Hampshire back in 2016 saying that Tom Brady endorsed him, and so did Bill Belichick with a very, very nicely written letter. But again, he gave an excuse for having the hat in his locker. He's giving, you know, he passed up on White House appearances with any championship. I'm not sure if it was plural or singular during the Trump administration that the Patriots won. He passed up any chances to go to the White House because he just didn't want that look, apparently. He didn't want to get involved with politics. But all of a sudden, he shows up at the White House today. I'm not sure if it's because maybe the owners felt differently or the organization felt differently about, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm not sure. I don't know what their affiliations are. But I do know that many players who won championships for other teams during the Trump administration, the team would decide to go. Some players would object to that. They decided not to go themselves and instead tweeted about it, why they weren't going, and decided to be these martyrs for whatever reason. I'm of the mindset that if you're invited to the White House on the personal invitation of the President of the United States, you go. I don't care who it is. If you're going to get presidential recognition, that's a big feather in the cap of your career. I don't care who it is or if it's polarizing. You being at the White House does not mean that you support politically the ideals of the person that sits in the Oval Office. It just means you support your country and you recognize that there's an appreciation your country has for you. But Tom Brady didn't want to acknowledge that under the Trump administration, and he didn't even have to say anything. Just being there today was a big enough statement in its own right that he decided to show up for Joe Biden but didn't want to show up for Donald Trump. After all the nice things Donald Trump has said about him, let's go back in the time machine again. Cut 32, Matt.
This is Trump and Tom Brady. Look, together. I love Tom Brady. I love him. Tom, we got to get Tom better. Remember this. Tom Brady injured is still better than anybody else, okay? So remember.
Hey, he proved that last year. Had an injured knee the entire year and didn't let on about it, and he won the Super Bowl. Here's Trump, candidate Trump, when he was on the Howie Carr Show back in, I believe, 2015, cut 34.
He wrote me a little note yesterday saying you were right. I said, the easiest thing, Tom, sue them for $500 million. As soon as that report came out that said, we don't know if he's guilty or not, but we think he's guilty.
That was about the whole hat in the locker thing, and people branded him as a Trump supporter and were willing to write him off very quickly. Cut 29.
We had a terrific meeting. Somebody in the fake news said that one of the governors said, oh, we need Tom Brady. I said, yeah. He meant that in a positive way. He said, we need Tom Brady. We're going to do great. And he meant it very positively, but they took it differently. They think Tom Brady should be leading the effort. That's only fake news, and I like Tom Brady. Spoke to him the other day. He's a great guy.
Cut 31.
First of all, let's start by saying, leave Tom Brady alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's a great guy. It's enough. It's enough.
What you've heard in those last few cuts is not Trump saying he loves Tom Brady because he supports Donald Trump. He loves Tom Brady because he's a genuine guy. He's a winner, and he's a good guy. He thinks he's a great guy, likes playing golf with him, a great golfer. He never made it about politics with Tom Brady. Of course, yes, okay, having Tom Brady on your side doesn't hurt. But that's not what Donald Trump made it about. Did he advertise the fact that Tom Brady at least seemed to be a Trump supporter? Sure, and even asked his permission, according to Donald Trump, asked Tom Brady's permission to share with the world that Tom Brady endorses him for his presidential bid. To which, according to Trump, Tom Brady gave him permission to do, and that was never refuted by Tom Brady. I don't know. It's a weird thing to do when you claim to be a friend with somebody and then you just turn your back on them by making a public statement just like that. Weird thing. And you know, textures point out, 978, actually, I'm sorry, the 339 says, Taylor, yes, it's not just the Sleepy Tom joke, but with the 40% joke, it's a dig not just at Trump, but almost all Republicans. So yes, Tom is a jerk for saying it. That's Nick at 339. Thanks for texting in, Nick. 781, Taylor, Brady might be pandering to the liberals on the team. They played for him last year. What would happen if he didn't show up? Play to win is the name of the game. Again, that's my entire point here is that the politicization of football and sports has seeped down to the locker rooms where it divides people on the team. You can't have that. And that reflects onto the fanship as well. People don't want to watch people having disagreements out on the field if they're supposed to be operating as a team. That's something that made the Patriots so great. I won't say lately, but several years ago, especially in the heyday of the Bill Belichick regime, that it was a power organization because they were one. They thought as one. They didn't let anything personal get in the way, and they all looked after each other. It was a great example to all of the other teams out in the NFL. 844-500-4242. Walter, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Walter.
Thank you for taking my call. It was well worth the whatever the time was that I've been waiting to say what I want.
Oh, you're here now, so go ahead.
Okay, so I haven't seen or heard the whole thing with Joe Biden. But personally, I think Tom Brady should have rolled over and said to Giselle, stay in bed, I'm making breakfast in bed. Went out, made a phone call and said, you know, I'm not feeling that good. I got a little bit of a fever. He could have used the possible COVID routine and just not gone. I think he would have been better off all around. But
yeah, you can't use the COVID excuse when you're in a boat parade and you're tossing the Lombardi trophy from boat to boat and you go out and party afterwards and you're stumbling out drunk, which is what Tom Brady did a few months ago after the Super Bowl win. He deserved it. He deserved to have a good time. But no, those excuses wouldn't have held any water. But I do think you're right. He should have sat it out. He set a precedent, and I believe he was invited to Obama's White House as well under the championships that he won way back then, and he didn't attend. So, I mean, the precedent was set. If you're not going to one, don't go to any of them. But perhaps he did want to go because, I don't know, is the speculation that he's retiring? I mean, he won another Super Bowl. He's the most winningest quarterback of all time now, right? So that's that. Thanks for the call, Walter. 844-500-4242. Stephen, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, how's it going?
Great.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, good. Hey, anyway, no, Tom Brady, you know, the problem with Trump is one moment he likes you, the next moment he doesn't. And, you know, he's transactional. If right now he may need you for something, but soon as you don't need him, he doesn't need you for anything, you're in the...
Well, don't you think that... So what happens in between those two moments? There's causation and action there that takes place for Trump to turn his back on you, and that's because he holds loyalty in a very high regard. So if somebody that you've shown loyalty to for 20 years, almost 20 years here, says these things out in a public forum at the White House that you used to occupy, Stephen, don't you think that there should be some recourse for that, that there's going to be an affected relationship that was not caused by Donald Trump, but in fact by Tom Brady?
Well, you know, when he first acknowledged Trump and stuff, this is what, that was early in Trump's presidency. And, you know, just as the years wore on, Trump just had more problems all the way around. And he, let's face it, he's not the most positive person I've ever seen. He bashes everybody. Everything he says, he's slamming somebody. And I'm sure Tom Brady's wife, Giselle.
But again, Stephen, you say that, but you're glossing over the fact that somebody probably, and in most cases, did say something for Trump to say something about them. And that's been his whole MO. And we've got to hold you there. I'm sorry, we're running a little bit after the break here. But that's been his whole operating status. What he does and his style is he doesn't strike at unless he's been stricken too. You know, he doesn't go on the attack unless he's been attacked. He will be your best friend, your biggest supporter up until the moment you say something bad or derogatory about him or you move against him, and he will unleash the fury of all heaven and earth upon you. And that's his right, and I would say that's his right to do. If you give him cause to do that, he's going to lash out at you. And he's looking out not only for his career and himself and his reputation that he has to defend from every which way, but he's looking out for the best of the American people. That's the example he showed me as our president. 844-500-4242. We've got full lines. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll try to squeeze in some more calls. This is the Howie Carr Show.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
We've got full lines and limited time here. Anthony, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Taylor, I just want to say I blame Giselle for this because let me tell you something. She wears the pants in that family, okay? When they were, in the early part of their life when they got married, she made more money than he did, okay? And he worshipped her. And I think as time went on, I think she sat him down. I don't think Tom did this on his own. I think his wife told him, look, you know, the world is changing and, you know, we got this woke thing going on and a lot of corporations are going woke. You got to think of your future when you retire. Right. What about all these endorsements? You're going to miss out on a lot of endorsements and all this, and you got to separate yourself from Trump. You better think this out.
Yeah. How much money is enough money, though, Anthony? Thank you very much for the call. Good theory. Paul, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Taylor, you're doing a great job, by
Thank
the
you.
Way.
Thank you.
And guess what? You know, some Tom Brady just read it like a defensive backfield. You know what I mean? He's going to be the way he is, and he's a great man. They do great things. And I'll tell you what, he just read it. And
so he could foresee the woke blitz coming, so he pulled an audible and he's on the other side now. Okay, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Howie's back tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'm Taylor Cormier. I'll be back tomorrow behind the board. And thanks for hanging in there. This is the Howie Carr Show.
And they started calling me Sleepy Tom.